Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving deep into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in the entire GCSE specification, algebra. Specifically, we're covering Algebra Part 2, algebraic notation, substitution, simplifying expressions, expanding brackets, and factorizing quadratics, including the difference of two squares. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, I promise you this material appears in almost every single paper. Get this right and you are picking up easy marks. So grab a pen and paper because the best way to learn algebra is to write it out as we go. Let's get started. Let's start right at the beginning with algebraic notation because examiners tell us every year that candidates lose marks simply by misreading or miswriting expressions. When we write AB, that means A multiplied by B, we never write the multiplication sign between two letters. When we write 3y, that means 3 lots of y, or y plus y plus y. When we write a squared, that's it with a small superscript 2, that means a multiplied by a. And a cubed means a times a. Now here's one that trips people up. A squared b means a times a times b. The index only applies to the letter it sits directly above. So in a squared b, only the a is squared, not the b. Write that down and circle it. Now, substitution. This is where we replace letters with numbers. Examiners award marks for correct substitution, so you must show the substitution step clearly. If you're told that p equals 3 and q equals negative 2, and you need to find the value of 4p minus q squared, here's how you do it. Step 1, write out the expression. Step 2, substitute. Replace p with 3 and q with negative 2. So you get 4 times 3 minus, open bracket, negative 2, close bracket, squared. Step 3, deal with the index first. Negative 2 squared is positive 4. Step 4, 4 times 3 is 12. Step 5, 12 minus 4 equals 8. The answer is 8. Notice I put negative 2 in brackets before squaring it. That is absolutely essential. If you write negative 2 squared without brackets, many students write negative 4, which is wrong. Negative 2 squared is positive 4. Brackets save marks. Moving on to simplifying by collecting like terms. Like terms are terms that have exactly the same letter part. So 3x and 5x are like terms. You can add them to get 8x. But 3x and 3x squared are not like terms because one has x and the other has x squared. They cannot be combined. Similarly, 4ab and 2ab are like terms, but 4ab and 4a are not. When simplifying, group your like terms first. Then, add or subtract the coefficients. That's the numbers in front of the letters. Now let's talk about expanding brackets. When you expand a single bracket, you multiply everything inside by whatever is outside. So 3 times open. Bracket 2x plus 5, close bracket equals 6x plus 15. Every term inside gets multiplied. The most common error here is with negative signs. If you have negative 2 times open bracket x minus 4 close bracket, you get negative 2x plus 8. That plus 8 comes from negative 2 times negative 4, which is positive 8. Two negatives make a positive. Expanding double brackets is where it gets really interesting. The method I recommend is called FOIL. First, outer, inner, last. Let's expand open bracket x plus 3, close bracket times open, bracket x plus 2, close bracket. First, x times x equals x squared. Outer, x times 2 equals 2x. Inner, 3 times x equals 3x. Last, 3 times 2 equals 6. Now collect like terms. X squared plus 2x plus 3x plus 6 equals x squared plus 5x plus 6. Beautiful. Practice this until it's automatic. There are three special cases you absolutely must memorize. First, open bracket a plus b, close bracket squared equals a squared plus 2ab plus b squared. Second, open bracket a minus b, close bracket squared equals a squared minus 2ab plus b squared. Third, open bracket a plus b close bracket times open bracket a minus b close bracket equals a squared minus b squared. That third one is the difference of two squares, and we'll come back to it in a moment. Now, factorizing. Factorizing is the reverse of expanding. You're taking an expression and writing it as a product of factors. Start with simple factorizing, taking out a common factor. For 6x plus 9, the highest common factor of 6 and 9 is 3. So we take out 3 to get 3 times open bracket 2x plus 3 close bracket. Always check by expanding back. 3 times 2x is 6x. 3 times 3 is 9. Correct. Factorizing quadratics is a key, higher tier skill. A quadratic looks like x squared plus bx plus c. To factorize it, you need two numbers that multiply to give c and add to give b. Take x squared plus 7x plus 12. You need two numbers that multiply to 12 and add to 7. Those numbers are 3 and 4 because 3 times 4 is 12 and 3 plus 4 is 7. So the factorized form is open bracket x plus 3 close bracket times open bracket x plus 4 close bracket. Always check by expanding. The difference of two squares is a special pattern. A squared minus b squared equals open bracket a plus b close bracket times open bracket a minus b close bracket. So x squared minus 25 equals open bracket x plus 5 close bracket times open bracket x minus 5 close bracket because 25 is 5 squared. Examiners love this. If you see an expression with two squared terms and a minus sign between them and no middle term, that's your signal to use difference of two squares. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the maths is only half the battle. Common mistake number one, not showing substitution. When a question says, find the value of, you must write out the substitution step. Examiners award a method mark for this, even if your final answer is wrong. Never skip it. Common mistake number two, sign errors when expanding brackets, especially with double negatives. Write slowly, and when you see a negative outside a bracket, underline it as a reminder to flip every sign inside. Common mistake number three, incomplete factorization. If you factorize 4x squared minus 16 as 4 times open bracket x squared minus 4 close bracket, that's not fully factorized because x squared minus 4 is a difference of two squares and can be factorized further to open bracket x plus 2 close bracket times open bracket x minus 2 close bracket. The fully factorized answer is 4 times open bracket x plus 2 close bracket times open bracket x minus 2 close bracket. Examiners will only award full marks for a fully factorized answer. Common mistake number four, combining unlike terms. You cannot add x squared and x. They are different. 3x squared plus 2x cannot be simplified further. Exam tip, always check your factorization by expanding back. It takes 10 seconds and can save you 2 or 3 marks. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give the answer. Question one, what does a squared b mean? Answer, a times b. Question two, expand 4 times open, bracket 3x minus 2 close bracket. Answer, 12x minus 8. Question 3. Factorize x squared plus 5x plus 6. Answer. Open bracket x plus 2. Close bracket times open bracket x plus 3. Close bracket. Question 4. What is the difference of two squares pattern? Answer. A squared minus b squared equals open bracket a plus b close bracket times open bracket a minus b close bracket. Question 5. Factorize x squared minus 49. Answer, open bracket x plus 7, close bracket times open, bracket x minus 7, close bracket. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the key things to take away from today. 1. Algebraic notation is precise. Indices only apply to the letter they sit above, and always put negative values in brackets before applying an index. 2. Show your substitution step. It earns method marks. 3. When expanding double brackets, use FOIL and collect like terms carefully, especially with negative signs. Factorizing is the reverse of expanding. Always check by expanding back. 5. Spot the difference of two squares, pattern, two squared terms with a minus sign and no middle term. 6. Fully factorize. Don't stop halfway. That's it for today's podcast on GCSE Algebra Part 2. You've covered notation, substitution, simplification, expanding brackets, and factorization, including the difference of two squares. These skills underpin so much of the rest of GCSE maths, equations, graphs, sequences, you name it. The more fluent you are with algebra, the easier everything else becomes. Keep practicing, keep checking your work, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.